This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, November 20th. Southeastern Community College will receive $4.9 million courtesy of the reopening of the federal government. Senator Tom Tillis secured the funding as part of the continuing budget resolution that reopened everything last week. The funding will allow the college to further improve and expand its growing commercial truck driving curriculum. A bus driver sustained minor injuries after a collision with a truck in Encana yesterday. The bus was empty at the time. The driver of the work truck got out before his vehicle caught fire. The Highway Patrol is investigating, but we have more on this on our website. The Columbus County Animal Shelter has reopened to intakes. Sheriff Phil Rogers said the shelter was closed temporarily when officials expected 34 dogs from a cruelty case to be returned to the shelter on Wednesday. That return was delayed, however. Strays and owner drop-offs may once again be accepted at the shelter. Go to their Facebook page to view some adoptable animals, or you can drop by the shelter on Legion Drive in Whiteville and pick out a new pet. For more on this story, go to our website. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, and the school board, as well as other offices, begins December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. Columbus County municipalities will receive more than $538,000 in Powell Bill funds with the second installment of the state road money. Powell Bill money is based on state-maintained mileage in municipalities plus the population. A Fairbluff area man has been charged after allegedly threatening deputies with a hammer. Nicholas Lavalle was arrested when deputies responded to a domestic dispute on Lakeside Drive. The report said Lavalle initially refused to drop the hammer he was holding when he was confronted by deputies. He finally tossed it into a wooded area and he was taken into custody without any further problems. He was in possession of a metal pipe containing drug residue when he was arrested. His bond was set at $5,000 secured. The Sheriff's Office Investigative Division is hosting a program on community crime prevention and scams tonight at 6 p.m. at the East End Substation. That's at 356 Delco School Road. Residents can find out more about crime prevention strategies, victims' rights and responsibilities, and how crimes are investigated and handled in the courts. The meeting is open to the public. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution that's coming up Saturday. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home will host the Thankful Christmas Concert and Nativity Show Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. There'll be special music starting at 3, and thousands of nativity sets will be on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department is hosting its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, as well as on November 26th at the firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15. Concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.